Cheers. Thanks for hanging out. Feels like forever since we've had a chance to get together like that. How have you been? You look a little tired. Life be like that sometimes. I figured you were busy, but it sounds like you have a lot on your plate. All the time. Are you taking care of yourself at all? That's what I thought. I know. The more things in our lives require our immediate attention, the more we just kind of slip into the lowest priority. And it can be a real challenge to get out of. Our own wants and needs, they take time we don't have. Energy we don't have. Motivation we don't have. Why bother, right? I mean, when's the last time you did something to make you feel good? That long, huh? You know what makes me feel better? Getting dolled up. I call it makeup therapy. And it sounds like you could use some of that right about now. It's not about covering up flaws or pretending you don't feel like shit about yourself. It's about getting you to look at you differently. Which in turn makes you treat yourself differently. Which in turn makes you carry yourself differently. Which directly influences your mood. It makes such a big difference. So much of the dissatisfaction in our lives comes from the fact that we show up as nothing special. Just like society taught us. Nothing special, nothing creative, nothing fun. Nothing exciting, nothing worthwhile. That's what we're gonna end up becoming to ourselves if we aren't careful. Trust me, I come from a country where non-conforming is borderline blasphemous. Oh, I've heard it all growing up. You just think you're so special. You just want to stand out so bad. Stand out. Like it's my fault you'll look like clones of each other. Y'all don't have to look like that either. Nobody is making you just like that. Nobody is holding a gun to your head and forcing you to give all your money to Karl Lagerfeld. It brought me down for a while, but life's too short to be this boring. Why am I getting shit for actually looking like how I want, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to show up to your own life dressed as the Queen of Darkness, who the fuck is gonna tell you no? Kyle from middle school? Clarice from the country club? Jessica from church? Who? Has to be boring on their own free time. Anyone can have a little fun with her appearance every now and again. Think about it. At any given time, Lauren from cheerleading is only one trip to Hot Topic away from looking like me. That's a great thought. So well, too. You want to look like me? Can make that happen. Let's paint this rose black. I'll go get my supplies. For tonight. That's about all the makeup that I own anyway. I really don't have that much makeup. I'm just kinda keep defaulting to variations of the same look. Don't judge me, I know what I like.
It works for me because I only have two aesthetics. modern contemporary witch. Spooky Olsen twin. They're not all that different. So I'll be talking about the different products I use as we go, as well as how I layer them for different amounts of time and effort. But first, I'm gonna cast a spell on you to make you see just how worthy and beautiful you are. So that you may shine from the moment you rise to the moment you lay your head down. So that you may find your strength again. And this time, be yours to keep. So that you may know your worth and wear it on your crown. And may you go through life as no less than the person you want to be. It won't take long at all. Let's start with a little foundation. I use the Kat Von D Locket Foundation because it's the first foundation I bought since moving. It actually surprised me with its comfortable wear. Usually when you get full coverage foundation, it tends to be either thick or not opaque enough to conceal hormonal acne, so you either end up looking like you're wearing a clay mask or like pointing right. Foundation may not be some mythical beauty potion, but with a good product, you will at least have something to work with. I think it's worth, what, $30 I paid. It's definitely a step up from the foundation. Comparable in color. For the Becca foundation, I used to use the color Linen. And for the Kat Von D foundation, I used the color 40 Light with a neutral undertone. They're almost the same, but the texture of the Locket foundation, I think, is superior. It's incredibly efficient, meaning you only need a tiny little drop. And I don't even have to use any brushes to achieve an even result. It blends so easily.
And then I spread it around with my hands. And a thin, even layer all over my face. It gives you great coverage just as it is. Close your eyes. A little face massage at the same time. That helps get rid of the streakiness. Makes for a nice, even finish. Close your eyes. Now we're gonna set it with powder. I use this loose powder by Makeup Revolution because I bought it one time. There's not a whole lot to say about this product. It's definitely not the worst powder I've ever had. It's a loose powder, it's not like most compact powders. It has a finer texture. And it does the job just fine, which is why I have a stay on and keep it from slipping and sliding. Always useful. I mean, God forbid you touch your face after the step. It won't be much of an issue. I'm just gonna swipe off the excess. Give you a nice, even finish. Nobody wants a powdery face. Just swipe it off now that it's already set. Close your eyes. Perfect. Next step. For that sun-kissed glow, if you can call bronzer on the real life equivalent of a sheet of copying paper. Sun-kissed, I use the Snakes matte bronzer. I wish I could give you a comparison review, but that's my actual first time using bronzer for myself. I never thought it could look good on me. What without dark they all look? I feel intimidated just thinking about comparing it against my skin tone. Surprisingly, it blends well and ends up looking fairly natural in the end, as long as you use it sparingly and flattering areas of your face. It can really create a beautiful illusion of depth.
You may be thinking, bronzer? On a goth look? It works, I promise. I just like to apply this on my nose and on my cheeks. Yes, I'm really liking that nose splashed aesthetic, but on my face it looks weird if it's just the nose that has splashed on it. So I like to do this entire area. And that's this is just where I concentrated. I actually discovered this look from somebody I follow on Instagram. And the funny thing is, it wasn't a makeup look that they did. They just posted a selfie where they had the light source shining from underneath. So it was casting a shadow on this upper part of their face, and I saw this and I was like, cute. And ever since then, I've been using face paint to make my face look like that. It's really nice. I also like to spread it over eyes, just to give it a more cohesive appearance, because it's not exactly blushy, it's bronzy. That also helps to even out the tone of the foundation, because I'm not complaining, right? If I find a foundation shade that is close enough to my skin and that is light enough, that's a good day already. But a lot of the lighter shades have really a good match. They're either too yellow or too peachy. And the retail workers always wanna swatch it on my arm. And my arm is pinker than my face. So I always end up with kind of a peachy face when the rest of my body is yellow and then my face is not. But the bronzer has a slight yellow hue, and that tends to create a cohesive image with the rest of my body. I like to spread the residue all over my face, get it as even as possible. And then I simply buff it out with a powder brush again. Just blend it all. Blend. I think we're ready for the real action now.
You don't get an Ellie-esque look without a significant layer of eyeshadow. This is the NYX Lit Lingerie Palette. It's an okay palette. As per usual, I only like half the colors. You can probably tell which ones.
That's a pretty good score in my book.
Usually, I only like one or two colors, which is why I usually has on balance. So the fact that I put down money for this says a lot. Since I like my look to be more or less monochromatic, I match my eyeshadow to my hair color. I usually have red hair, so I like to use burnt orange and rusty red color. The pigmentation on the dark red could be better, to be honest. I have to layer so much of it to get an even application. For any other hair color, like the deep cedar green I have going on right now, I use this taupey brown color. Neutrals usually work with any hair color, and I definitely recommend it over mismatched shades and hues of even the same color. I don't care for the rest of these colors. They add nothing. I don't do anything elaborate with my hooded eyes, but still, this is the step I cannot skip, even when I don't want to wear any foundation or bronzer or anything. I almost always feel so confident and sexy with dark eye makeup.
I hope you're ready for this, cause we're gonna give you a big, bold, smoky eye. A good smoky eye. Brown eyeshadow makes for a really good, versatile one. But you're probably wondering, Allie, your favorite color is obviously black. Why don't you do a black smoky eye? That has to do with contrast. I don't have a lot of contrast on my face. My skin is light. My hair is on the light side. Even my eyebrows. So doing a really dark smoky eye would look a little out of place, a little heavy. I'm just gonna buff out the edges. Actually, I'm gonna apply a little more. Sometimes blending can wash it out a little too much, take away a lot of the definition. That's better. Almost days. I would just stop after this point, finish with some mascara, and be good to go. But for a little extra drama, there's nothing quite like eyeliner. I use the Collab eyeliner in black because it's the first eyeliner I bought since moving. It's decent enough, I don't have any issues with it. Somehow, I prefer eyeliner, pencils, over liquid or gel eyeliner. They're just easier to use and way less messy. Plus, you don't have to worry about them drying up before you have the chance to use them. If, like me, you don't feel like doing a full face of makeup every day. I also find them easier to correct since eyeliner can be very delicate and tricky to do. Some days, it can be a very worth it extra step. You know me. I'm not one to start shit or pick fights with anybody. I express my drama in my look.
eyes on the application.
Let me just sharpen this for you. Some days are just Egyptian eyeliner days, if you ask me. I'm not drawing on the lashes at all. Just the inner corner of a little beak and the outer wing connecting to the lashes. And I only pull it in a little. So it creates a smooth line with my lash line. Also, I color the water line because a sexier look has never been created. I will finish this eye look with mascara. For all intents and purposes, I'm using the CoverGirl Exhibitionist Uncensored. It's not my favorite mascara. My favorite mascara is available somewhere in the scouring depths of the internet. But import tax makes a $25 mascara out of an $8 mascara, and that makes it much less worth it. Nonetheless, this one isn't so bad that I have to go look for a replacement ASAP, but if you can recommend a really good one, I'll for sure try it out. The application is pretty even, just a little messy. Somehow, some of the product always squishes out the top when I close it. I constantly have to wipe it down, which is annoying. I bought it because it had good reviews, but I just wished the brush was a little denser. The bristles are kind of far apart, which gives me personally a way too thick application, which can easily look clumpy because my lashes are naturally thick and dense already. I want to make it work with hardly any product and gentle coats, and the result is usually very decent. I'm just gonna finish with a gentle coat of this, just to connect the line of the eyeliner with a lash line, make it cohesive.
Next, we will define your eyebrows. Granted, they're probably designated products for that, but I just find that it works almost the same as the brow gels we used previously. While the color matches my natural hair a bit better than the dark browns and yellowy ashy blondes other brow products usually come in. And since around the last one I started using this, I was pleasantly surprised.
I cannot stress the importance of neatly combed brows enough.
For any look, even a bare face.
This step is very important because the eyebrows frame your face. I don't fill mine in because I feel like that makes them look too blobby and heavy. Instead, I
thinning of my eyebrow hairs, a few light coats of a brown mascara. And this is a very fine formula, so it's not heavy or clumpy. Just gives the hairs enough of a tint and definition to frame my face, clean it up, while still retaining the airy quality of the space between the hairs. I gotta be careful with the tail end of the eyebrows when the hairs flow together, because they can clump up a little, like eyeliner. You can add on black lips to a zombie chic look and take it to yet another level. For that I have yes, I'm serious. That's how I used to get by back in my day as alternative folks. We didn't have those fancy brands and that long-lasting liquid lipstick. We did what we had to do. It was either that or those cheap Halloween face paint makeup kits they sold only in October. Can you believe this used to be our only source of non-mainstream? Where I'm from, you can't even find so much as a brown lipstick. I swatched them all. They're all red. I'm surprised nobody sued the big brands for false advertising. Recently, they've been coming out with more experimental stuff. Dark purples, blues, grays, but still no black. I'm not even really sure where to start looking for a good black lipstick that doesn't crumble all over my mouth if I dare you. For something, if you do, tell me immediately. But I get much better results with a black waterproof eyeliner. It's all the same crayons, except it also lets me overline to my heart's desire without being obvious. The waterproof formula is key here. Once it dries, it will no longer smudge, and you'll be able to at least sip a drink without taking too much damage. If you are going to be eating or talking a lot, I recommend sticking with a simpler rendition of this look with bare or nude lips. As long as none of the colors on your face clash with your hair and outfit, you'll be set, but black, as always, extra powerful and elegant. This step will make your entire look. I know that because of how conservative people freak out at black lipstick. It can handle the pasty foundation. Can handle the dark, smoky eye, even the thick eyeliner. But God forbid your lip color deviates from red or pink. Now you're just a freak. You're one of us now. Welcome to the freak show. I promise you, we have the most fun here. Feel a little better.
told you, makeup therapy is super effective. I can't make all your problems go away. Can help you feel good about yourself.